You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ Community Radio Station Joy 94.9.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
What is in a name? Quite a bit when it comes to the intersex community. At a special general meeting on the 4th of March, for the Organisation of Intersex International Australia, members approved a change to the name from Oi Australia to Intersex Human Rights Australia. Morgan Carpenter from Intersex Human Rights Australia spoke with Dina Curie about what this change means for the organisation.
There's always been a bit of confusion about what the name means and how to pronounce it. I'm not sure we've solved the pronunciation problem, but, you know, people often say that OAI Australia is OI, or there's a range of different kinds of words that people use to describe us. A lot of people often, when they're also linking to the website online, they'll often omit the O or the organisation anyway. So there's a lot of different versions of our name that you'll see out in the world. And there's also an issue about what we do and how well that's reflected in the name of the institution. So changing the name went through a couple of iterations. They were thinking about just deleting a couple of words and becoming Intersex Australia. But that in some ways kind of would say that we do more than we do, because what we actually do is work around human rights issues. So we thought we should be a bit more precise about what we do and describe what we do in the name. Human rights is quite a broad area, really. I mean, by human rights, we mean, you know, the pursuit of bodily integrity, freedom from violence and ill treatment, and also, you know, the pursuit of equality, equal rights, and recognition before the law. So there are a whole range of things that we think of when we talk about human rights. And these are the issues that we deal with. We primarily deal with policy and rights issues. And we've been very successful in some ways as well, in terms of seeking law reform, in terms of gaining the attention of human rights institutions, both domestically and internationally.
It's one of the unfortunate things in regard to the intersex community in relation to many different ways is basic understanding is something that people often struggle with. Do you think one of the ways of doing this, it helps on a policy level and as the organisation gets bigger and grows in its advocacy, it'll help to streamline a lot of that?
Well, I hope so. You know, we are not the only intersex-led organisation in Australia. There is also the AIS Support Group Australia, and there are also now a very small number of people born with intersex variations who are working in other organisations. Like there's somebody called Cody Smith, who is doing a great job as intersex support worker at AGA in ACT. So in some ways, the intersex movement has never been as visible or as organised or even as collaborative as we are right now. And we are, I think, one element in that movement, but we are not the whole movement. And maybe the name helps us to focus on what we offer to our own movement and what we offer to the broader population in Australia as well. And you're right, Dean. I mean, there is a lot of confusion about what intersex is. I mean, sadly, this is also true within the LGBT community or population, where there are lots of kind of mixed messages about what intersex is and lots of ideas that focus on particularly identity issues, when these are not really the kinds of issues that we are primarily concerned about from a human rights approach. I mean, we do share some concerns about legal recognition of people's identities, but intersex people are hugely diverse, and we don't share a single gender identity, we don't share any other singular identity either.
If we're looking short-term and long-term, let's start with short-term. What are the things that you guys are looking at to work towards improving and changing within our culture and society?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Around this time last year, a group of advocates for multiple organisations and people who were not affiliated to any organisation came together in Darlinghurst in Sydney, and we agreed a common platform called the Darlington Statement, And that sets out the priorities of the intersex movement, both in Australia and New Zealand, because people came from New Zealand as well. The key priority has always been the same, and it's in some ways the most intractable, the most difficult to address. And it's actually freedom from violence, freedom from ill treatment in medical settings primarily. And what we seek to address is an issue where intersex people do not have bodily integrity, bodily autonomy. And what that means is that we know that infants, children, and adolescents around the country are subjected to human rights violations, to medical interventions in hospitals to make their bodies appear more typically female or more typically male. These interventions often take place at an age where people are not able to make their own choices. They're often not involved in decision-making. And even sometimes where people are involved in decision-making or where individuals, they are not told the full information that would help them to make a good decision. And making a good decision often means having contact with peers. So these are all the key issues we want to address. And as well as that, there are a whole host of other issues, including trying to improve awareness of the basic information about what intersex is, what our issues are, what we share in common with LGBT people, and the issues that we don't share in common. I think it's a bit of an exciting change. I think we're even like suggesting that the name could be pronounced ERA, you know, Intersex Human Rights Australia, IHRA, ERA. I mean, I think we're in a really good position right now, as I said, within the movement, where there are now far more intersex people being visible, even though our numbers are still few. This gives us a chance to really create a degree of change, to promote our rights, to be more effective. And I hope that means that you'll see more of us.
I hope so. That was Dina Curie speaking with Morgan Carpenter from the Intersex Human Rights Australia.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.